You're tuned in to Nerd Overload, your weekly show for video games, movies, TV shows, comics, tech news, and more. Now your hosts, Cody Pinnick, Samantha Cross, Sam Dunham, and Josh Harrison.
Hey everybody, welcome to your post-Valentine's Day Nerd Overload experience. We're the pop and geek culture show that's going to talk all about pop and geek culture right in your ears. I'm Cody.
I'm Sam.
I'm Josh.
And I'm Samantha.
We have a great show for you. Thank you for tuning in. We have a bunch of news to go over, but first, let's talk about some things we've been checking out.
Did anybody watch Legion?
No.
No.
I watched Legion.
How was Legion?
It was very cool.
It was weird.
Yeah, it was really weird, really cool. Didn't even feel like a TV show.
Really?
Yeah. All the production design and sets and stuff all looked really cool. Like, that's the best word I could use to describe it. Everything was really cool.
Okay. Awesome. Do they say mutants?
Yes.
Wow.
Do they make any mention of any X-Men characters?
No. Not that I could tell.
Okay. Well, one for two.
I mean, I don't have the most expansive X-Men knowledge, but as far as I could tell, no. It's just basically about... Is Legion a separate book? Is it a thing they've done before? Or?
Legion has been a separate book. He was originally introduced as Professor X's illegitimate child.
From the future.
No, not from the future.
I thought he was from the future.
I don't believe so.
There's so much time travel nonsense X-Men. It's hard to...
Yeah, it is tough. but whether it's time travel or not, he was the illegitimate son of Professor X, and his powers are basically everything. He has reality altering abilities.
So does Scarlet Witch.
But also associative identity. They used to call it schizophrenia. It's associative identity disorder.
Oh, they called it schizophrenia in the show.
Really? Well, then they're totally wrong. It's he has multiple personalities.
And originally,
each personality had a different power, but it was all underneath the reality-altering kind of bubble.
Right now, all that they've played at is that he has like telekinesis and stuff, but he doesn't know that he has it. He thinks he's kind of hallucinating. He thinks he's crazy, but he actually has these powers.
Okay, that's cool.
And he's seeing people and hearing things. And that's about all they've revealed yet. But, you know, there's more coming.
Sure.
He's in a mental institution. I think, what is it, Clockworks Psychiatric Hospital. And he meets a girl there, and they kind of, like, fall in love, but she doesn't like to be touched.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, they never touch. But then she gets out, and it's not really clear if he initiated the kiss or she did, but they kiss and switch places briefly. So he's inside her body and she's inside his, and it makes his powers go amok. And I don't need a synopsis the whole episode, but but it was really good. It was really cool. I'm excited to see where it goes next.
Oh, very cool. Very cool.
Almost has a Clockwork Orangey feel to it for some reason. Just the way the sets look and stuff. It's very Clockwork Orange.
Interesting.
It's on FX?
Yes.
That's probably why I haven't watched it yet, to be honest. But no, it's I've been wanting to check it out. It sounds really interesting. I keep
seeing ads for it all over the internet.
I like a lot of the actors that are in it.
Aubrey Plaza,
of course. Yeah. Really surprised they were able to get her for a TV series now that she's like big time movie star.
Yeah.
What was she in?
Most recently, what's
she
it?
She was the Mike and Dave need wedding dates.
Wedding dates with
what's her name? Anna Kendrick.
Anna Kendrick. Yes. Yeah, man. Yeah.
I never saw those movies.
It looked funny.
Yeah.
That movie looked funny.
I almost watched it last night, actually, but then ended up watching Legion instead.
Oh, well, I think you made the right choice. But, yeah, that's cool. Now I have to go find it.
She just eats up every scene she's in, like, being crazy and hilarious. But, yeah, check that out. It was good.
Cool.
Although, doesn't feel X-Men related at all. I mean, they say mutants, but...
That's probably for the best.
Yeah, it feels very much like its own thing.
And it's probably not going to be X-Men related, because Legion is, like, continuity, like...
Though...
It's bad.
Logo for Legion, though, isn't the X-Men X, like, the O?
And
yep.
They did that to visually tie it with mutants, but that's about it, I would imagine. Especially if Fox is going to do their own X-Men show, I guess.
Sometime.
The New Mutants show, which we could... talk about later.
Yeah. Well, that's a movie. Oh. The New Mutants movie.
I don't think I really have anything else other than that. I mean, the Fire Emblem Heroes kind of made me want to play another, a real Fire Emblem game, so I bought Shadow Dragon.
Okay, cool.
The remake of the first one on regular DS.
Mm-hmm.
I've only really played through the prologue, but I mean, it's Fire Emblem, it's good.
Cool. Yeah, I'm almost there with you on that. I've sat on the Nintendo eShop and stared at the Fire
like Emblems. Awakening.
Yeah, going, should I?
The only thing wrong with Shadow Dragon is like the graphics, the character animations, and the battles have this like Donkey Kong Country looking pre-rendered.
Oh, really?
Graphic. It's not great.
Oh, man.
It doesn't look great, but you don't really play Fire Emblem for the graphics anyway.
No, not really. No. Well, I can get into some stuff I've checked out. I first off went and saw the new Lego Batman movie. I don't want to get too deep into it because I know everybody else here and probably everybody listening to this are probably going to want to go see it.
Yeah, I really want to see it.
So I'm not going to spoil anything except for saying that it's very, very good. It does something in a Batman movie that I have wanted done in a Batman movie since Batman 66, and that it doesn't show or explain the death of Bruce Wayne's parents.
Oh, wow.
For the first time ever in a Batman media.
They reference it. It's a it's a part of the plot. Batman's reluctance to have a family and surround himself with people stems from losing his parents. And you see like a painting of young Bruce with his parents like outside of the movie theater. But you don't see, he doesn't talk about their death. You don't see it. It's something that, it's not done.
It's one of the cases where show don't tell doesn't work anymore because we've been shown it
times. Forever, yeah. I will say that that was really good. All of the voice acting is top-notch, even like the cameo voices and guest voices here and there, spot-on, perfect. And the third act is buck wild. So,
does it take place before or after the Lego movie?
That is an excellent question. It doesn't directly reference the Lego,
the Lego movie,
the things that happen in the Lego movie. It references things that were brought up in the Lego movie, like being a master builder, and it references outside Lego properties, not connected to the DC properties. But it doesn't actually mention anything about Emmett or Wild Style or anything from the original Batman or the original Lego
movie.
I think the original Lego movie gets a little too existential there in the third act. If they called back to it, it would raise too many questions within the Batman movie itself.
Yeah, no,
it would just fall apart.
It definitely doesn't do that.
It doesn't fall apart. It's Lego. Have you tried pulling those apart?
Yeah, you got to get a special thing for that.
Yeah, there's a special tool for that.
Yeah, but no, it is. I will say it is completely standalone. You could watch this movie without seeing the Lego movie and still get everything.
Hmm.
But for the people that have watched the Lego movie, there are a couple references, very few references, just a couple that have a little bit different meaning if you have seen the Lego movie before watching Lego Batman. But you can watch Lego Batman completely on its own.
Okay.
I was just talking about a children's movie that gets existential in the third act.
Is it really? It is a kid's movie, but at the same time, is it really? It's a family movie.
Yeah, it's a family movie.
A movie for all ages.
Yeah. I mean, I get extreme delight out of watching the Lego movie.
Yeah.
I love that movie.
Yeah, it's a great movie.
It's a good movie. And this is on par. This is definitely on par with it.
How's Zach Galifianakis' voice acting as Joker?
Honestly, if I didn't know that it was Zach Galifianakis, I wouldn't have been able to place him.
In the previews and stuff, I was listening, it does not sound like him.
I mean, it works for the Joker. He does a great job as the Joker, but I couldn't pick him out of a lineup just by voice. Same goes with Jenny Slate. She plays Harley Quinn.
Oh, that's good. That's a good pick, actually.
It's a really good pick, but if I didn't know it was Jenny Slate, I would just think it was just, whatever, voice actress.
Not Tara Strong.
Jenny Slate's a good voice actress.
She is, yeah. And she does an excellent job as Harley Quinn, but that's, yeah. But I don't want to get any further into it. Sure after you guys watch it, and I know you guys probably will.
Oh, yeah.
We'll probably have a spoiler-filled discussion of it. But I would say definitely go see it. Spend the money. It's worth it.
Is it Jenny Slate that voices Princess Ponyhead in Star?
Probably.
Man, when is that show going to come back? It's been on hiatus forever.
We've been going through the season two episodes that we haven't seen yet recently. It's such a good show.
I love Star versus the Forces of Evil.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Probably one of the best shows that Disney XD's got going on besides from Rebels.
Mm, yeah.
I need to catch up on Rebels, too.
Oh, man. they come back from their hiatus today.
It's way better than you would think a kid's action show would be.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. There are times like Star gets like outside the kid territory because it's almost hyper violent at times.
Is it?
Yeah. It gets dark sometimes.
I don't remember it ever being violent, though. I mean, they punch people, but not violently.
How can you not punch somebody violently?
There's not like blood or anything.
No. I mean, what's his face? Alan Tudyk's character.
Toffee?
Yeah. I mean, Toffee gets blown up.
Wait, is that like Alan Tudyk?
Yeah, that's Alan Tudyk.
He's also the king. He's
Star's dad.
Star's dad, yeah, who's hilarious.
The episode where he goes all like full like wild man.
Yeah, when they're camping. Yeah. It's pretty good.
This has been Star Talk.
Yeah.
Hey.
But not that Star Talk.
But not the one with Neil deGrasse Tyson.
It's a good show, though. I really enjoy it.
I'm sure it is. I need to sit down
takes,
and watch
it. It takes like the magical girl like trope and like puts it on its ear.
Cool.
Yeah. There's one with like a straight up Sailor Moon knockoff lady who's crazy and voiced by Amy Sedaris.
Oh, nice. Okay, that's cool.
Oh yeah, she was like Star's like childhood hero growing up. Wasn't
yeah,
she? Yeah.
Mina Loveberry.
Yeah, she's like legit insane.
That's cool. Yeah, that sounds awesome.
They find her like in like a dumpster or something.
Yeah.
Nice. Well, I do have a couple other super quick check it outs. This will take it just a second. I got a weird, like, you ever get one of those situations where you just remember something from your childhood out of nowhere for no rhyme or reason?
All the time.
Yeah. I remembered, at work the other day, I remember the cartoon show Hammerman, the MC Hammer cartoon, and decided I gotta find this thing and watch it because it's a thing that exists and I watched as a kid. As it turns out, there's only, of the 13 episodes made, only three of them survived, like,
the ages.
The Purge.
Yeah, I guess they only did one three-episode, like, VHS tape.
Wow, three episodes on a VHS? That's big back then.
That was a big one, yeah. And the rest of the episodes are gone. Like, there's no episode title. There's no synopsis. They're just gone. So I sat, and I watched the first episode of Hammerman, and you know what? It could stay gone. I don't say that much about media, but it can stay lost to time. The show, the art style is not great. It's very flat and almost like graffiti-like.
Huh.
Kind of exaggerated a little bit. It is the biggest cash grab. It was made solely so MC Hammer could sell action figures to kids. That is it. And it's not even when you have shows like He-Man or like Transformers where, yeah, they're 30-minute toy commercials, but at least there was something to go with it.
Yeah, there was like a plot.
Hammerman does not have that. It is a blatant cash grab. And I think that made the show worse. Because like bad cartoons, whatever, they're a dime a dozen, but there's something seedy about Hammerman.
Well, it was probably made at the time when like MC Hammer realized he was on the downslope of his financial.
Oh no, this was done at the height
really
of his financial. Yeah.
Before he started like just crapping away all his money.
Yeah, well he was throwing money away so he can, you know, have his 200 man entourages and his own children's cartoon, but this was at the height of his money.
Oh,
now he shills for command strips.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Like seriously.
Yeah. Hey, you know, the guy hustles. I mean,
hey, command strips are great.
And command strips are more things in my house are held up by command strips than anything else.
No, seriously.
In fact, I think my house is held together by command strips, if we're being honest. That's a load-bearing strip.
Brought to you by command
brought
strips.
To you, yes. Ding! Not sponsored by command strips. No.
Get some of that MC Hammer command strip money.
The last thing I checked out was there's a new season of Power Rangers, and I gotta stay on brand. Well, I gotta watch the
Sentai.
Well, no, I watched that too, I'm talking about Ninja Steel.
Oh, I didn't know.
I watched. Mm-hmm. I think it might have been the second episode of Ninja Steel.
It's weird.
It was the one where they find the white and the yellow ranger.
Yeah, that's the second episode.
Is that the second episode? I watched the second episode.
The first and second episode are like an extended pilot.
Yeah,
they're like a two-parter. It's the source material wasn't great to begin with. It seems to be very. There seems to be two styles of Power Rangers seasons. It's either everybody works as a team, or it's the Red Ranger and his band of buddies. And this season seems to be Red Ranger and his pals.
Yeah, because it's all about the Red Ranger's dad, who is like the best ninja on Earth or whatever.
In space. The best ninja in space. Okay. Yeah.
I was more talking about Ninja Steel, but...
Yeah, Ninja Steel. That's...
All right, I keep forgetting that Cody's from space.
Yeah.
Well, no, he's from Earth, but...
No, I'm not.
We're losing the plot. We're losing the thread of this. Yeah. Yeah, no, the whole thing is the Red Ranger's dad was a space ninja who was captured and is missing. The Red Ranger was captured at... Well, lived on Earth until he was 7 and then was, like, brought into space for 10 years. So he doesn't know anything about anything. And then he somehow gets back to Earth and they become ninjas? Using mystical ninja steel to make powerful shurikens.
Yeah.
This sounds really dumb.
It's dumb.
It is really dumb.
Again, the source material was pretty weak to begin with.
What's the name of their the stupid robot helper? Is
Redbot.
Is it just Redbot?
Redbot.
Yeah.
Not even trying.
Redbot.
And
then
he's a red robot.
And then their mentor is like this he's an alien. That looks like Sam Watterson with a surfer dude hair that can turn into inanimate objects. In the first episode, he turned into a mop.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wait, is that the mechanic guy?
Mm-hmm.
Because when I saw him, he didn't turn into anything. He was just running around.
Yep. In the third episode, he turns into a display skeleton, and that made for some weird television because it was a display, like, prop skeleton moving around and flopping. Yeah.
Too spooky.
Yeah. But no, they made sure to say, oh, it's a prop skeleton.
It's like, not a real skeleton.
He didn't just turn into a skeleton.
Yeah, I watched the second episode and I was like, man. I mean, the Zords were interesting and the Zord fight was kind of interesting.
The Zords are not... I don't like the Zords because... Okay, so again, you have... This leads to the Red and his band of buddies. The Zord... They all have like their different things. Like one's a train and one's a dump truck and one's a dragon and one's a wolf. And they all form like this. It's almost like the mech loader from Aliens.
Mm, yeah.
For where the Red Ranger Zord, which is just a guy, sits in the center and controls it with like robot moving arms. It's bad.
Yeah. Like the Red Ranger Zord is essentially a big red robot person. Though it was kind of weird, like, the Rangers are, like, instead of sitting inside and piloting them, they're riding on the outside of the Zord.
Yeah.
Huh.
And a lot of the weirdness comes from them adapting the Japanese version. The Japanese version had nothing to do with space. They were five cousins all trying to become the world's greatest ninja because their grandfather was the world's greatest ninja, but has mysteriously disappeared. Yeah, and they were ninja themed, but it was also supposedly like celebrating all of the various aspects of Japanese culture. So you had the train that was for industry,
because everyone for trains,
yeah,
and the dump truck for industry, and the wolf for the cute like
nature,
the cutie nature of some things in Japan, and then the dragon for the mystical stuff, and then ninja guy. That season wasn't very good to begin with. So, I don't know. Ninja Steel is going to be not... It's not going to... It's no Dino Charge.
Yeah, and then the fact that they kept... How many times are we going to say the word Ninja Steel?
About a million. Ninja Steel. Are we talking about Ninja Steel? Let's talk about Ninja Steel.
How many times have they gone to the ninja well in American Power Rangers?
This would be...
The third?
The second time in America, the third time in Japan.
It feels like more.
Well, because there was
a samurai season.
There was
there
was samurai season. There was also Alien Rangers, which is based off the original
Cocker Ranger,
which was the first ninja series.
That's why I said two in America, three in Japan.
This would
there
be
was
the
Hurricanger, which was Ninja Storm.
Yep, Ninja Storm, and then now Ninja Steel.
Ninja Steel. Yeah.
Well, they've tapped the dinosaur, you know, well, twice.
Twice, yeah. They've done Cars a couple times.
Yeah. You know, there was Space Cops.
Yeah. Although, you know what? In a couple years, it's all going to be space-themed.
Yeah.
So that's because they're definitely going to skip over Animal Minecraft.
It's a real shame.
Yeah. These are all real things I'm talking about, by the way, folks. Yeah. There's a season.
Well, they already skipped over to Cuger, the Train Rangers.
Yeah, they skipped over Power Rangers, and they skipped over Super Spy season.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that one.
Yeah. So.
Man, kids would have liked that. Kids like spies, I feel
kids
like.
Kids love spies, and that it would have been the easiest to adapt. On the reason why Saban didn't pick it up is because there were almost no toys for that season. It was the least toyetic season in like the last 10 or 15 years because it came right after Gokaiger, which was one of the most toyetic.
Yeah, because those are the ones with
the little mini keys that turned them into the different. That was the pirate season.
Oh.
Yeah.
I love Gokaiger. That was a great series.
It's a good season. It was a good season.
The announcer for the attacks just makes the series alone right there.
Yeah. Well, then you're going to love the space season that just started up.
Yes.
There's a lot of English voice.
Yelling.
Space power!
Yes!
Yeah, a lot of that.
I love cheesiness. I love that.
Great. It's great.
I guess I could do my, check it out real quick. I played the open beta for Honor.
Mm. Oh, is it good? It looks cool.
Yes and no.
Oh.
It's okay. My dislikes for it have nothing to do with the gameplay or the graphics. My dislike of it comes from Ubisoft and their really bad handling of things. Like, instead of having dedicated servers for online play, it's peer-to-peer.
Wait, what kind of game is this? What is it?
Okay, Honor, for people who don't know, is a medieval melee combat game. There is a single player story or stories to the game, but a lot of the meat, it's going to be a lot like Battlefield, where it's going to be about the online play. Because a big thing is your faction taking over this map. And then in later seasons of the online stuff, there's going to be more maps to do. Anyway, there are Vikings, Samurai, and Knights.
I bet I know which one you picked to play.
Yes. Knight. No.
No. Though the Knights did win the battle for during the open beta.
Oh, okay. Cool.
So when the final game comes out, all Knights players who actually buy the game and play get special bonuses.
Oh.
Jerks. Anyway. But the weird thing is, even though you pick a faction, you can still use the other heroes to play in the online game with.
Oh, okay.
Well, anyway, there are like, of the three factions, there are different characters to play as that all have different play styles. And one thing about this game is it's all skill based. It's, you know, active aiming of shots and blocking. And even on PC, you're gonna want a controller for it because the blocking with a controller is absolute, unlike with my mouse where I think I'm blocking to the left, but then I'll bump the mouse or slide differently and then I'll change my stance and then I get hit. It's a lot of fun and it's brutal. And also it gets kind of dirty because there are environmental things you can do, like pushing people off ledges and bridges.
Oh, nice.
Into spiked pits.
Okay.
Nothing like playing a one-on-one duel against somebody online, and then I just push them off a bridge. Oh, look, I win. Yay. Oh, man, it's so fun.
It sounds so weird, though. A melee combat multiplayer.
Did you ever play Chivalry?
No.
Online? It's kind of like that, except better. Now, granted, Chivalry is all first person. So, like, say you got decapitated in first person, you would actually see your body as your head rolled away. But For Honor is in third person. The characters are completely customizable. It's like as far as like the look. Certain classes are locked to a specific gender, but that's very few and far between. But you could basically make your character man, woman, skin color. Though a lot of times, unless you're playing the Vikings, you're not going to probably see a lot of skin.
Okay.
Because like the knights are literally just covered.
Well, suit of armor, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh man, the knights have this one class called the Conqueror. And he has a flail, and he is mean. Mean. Because almost everyone, even his light attacks, feel like heavy attacks. Because they hit you just right, and your character gets dazed, and you're just like, you're screwed at that point. But, oh man, is it so much fun. There are execution moves, which execution moves are really handy. because if you don't execute somebody and you don't push them off a ledge or something, if you run away from that person and the timer hasn't counted down yet, the other people on that on their team can come back and resurrect them.
Hmm. Oh, okay.
And it the biggest matches I've seen are 4v4. Those are the big elimination domination modes. But on top of being, there are like four players on each team, there are also little AI guys running around too. And it, like when you're waiting through those guys, it's almost like a Dynasty Warriors-esque.
Okay, like that sounds
stomping
cool.
Through the trash.
That actually sounds pretty neat.
But if you get like stuck in the middle of all the, like the little mobby guys, they can kill you. it gets rough sometimes. But each character plays different. They have different combos they can do. Just depending on the whatever the class is, the weapons may be different. Mm. Like the samurai have this one class called the Nabushi, and it's a woman with
a Naboo.
Yeah. With a spear.
Mm-hmm.
It's a Naginata. It's a basically a katana blade on a stick. And it's I hate that thing so much. Because it's all like range poking, keeping you away.
Mm.
And it's frustrating. But it's a lot of fun. But I don't like peer-to-peer server the way they're doing it instead of having dedicated servers like most online games have. Because with peer-to-peer is there's a host of the match.
Right.
And that person is automatically going to have an advantage.
Right, because they're not going to get any kind of lag.
No, not at all.
Because it's hosted on their own PC. Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
I could see where
they also get priority when it comes to ping.
Sure, yeah. Kind of a home field advantage kind of situation. I could definitely see where that would be a problem, especially these kind of games.
I didn't run into the problem so much. I think I had like one time of really bad connectivity issue. A lot of people complained about it, but I really didn't experience it that much. The one thing I am a little worried about is there is a cash store
in for a game you have to spend $60 to buy.
That sucks.
Now, granted, with the cosmetic stuff, I'm sure there's going to be a lot of things that are pointless to just make you look a little cooler. But as you play the game, your character does level up and you do get gear in the game, and that gear does affect your character. And there are boxes that you can get, much like the Battlefield Battle Packs, which will have parts in them. Like the stuff for like the different characters, like you can get like a different helmet, chest piece, a blade of your weapon, a handle for your weapon, and then they all modify your stats. Like this gives you this, but you take this,
plus some minuses. Penalty.
Yeah, sure. I mean, there is. I haven't seen anything that is this plus.
Mm.
Nothing that dirty. graphically, it looks really good. All the maps and the art is really, really really detailed and thought out. It's just a really, really cool game.
Cool. Sounds fun.
Oh yeah. I ended up pre-ordering it. I liked it so much. I mulled over it for like 2 days and I was like, man, I'm just going to get this game. I probably shouldn't have, but
I can't tell if it's something I would be into or not. I really can't.
I really recommend watching the videos on it.
Yeah, they farmed that out to a ton of YouTubers.
Oh, they did.
Like
they really did.
Like sponsored stuff.
And the Twitch Prime people too.
Yeah.
Because there were like bonuses if you were Twitch Prime and stuff like that.
Mm.
I don't know. It's interesting. It's cool. It's different for a game that was kind of hyped up really bad, but at the same time not.
So on the fence about it without trying it, because like I'm not a huge multiplayer guy with some exceptions.
Mm-hmm.
And the setting seems sort of generic.
I mean, it is, and it's a theme that's been done before.
Yeah, it's just like we're knights, we're samurai, we're Vikings. Like, does it get any deeper than that?
Well, in the story mode, yeah, I guess there is like, I'm not exactly sure what this world is, but there's like an opening cinematic where it shows these different kingdoms being like basically ripped apart by some kind of disaster or something.
Is there like a secret fourth class that's like robot or something?
That'd be awesome. Pirate.
That'd be really
awesome.
There
is a person or a faction pulling the strings from the other side.
Mm. And it connects into Assassin's Creed, probably.
Oh, I really hope not, because that would just kill it for me right there. I'm just Assassin's Creed out on that one. But no, it's this woman. Her name's like Alabon or something.
Alabama
Benedict Cumberbatch. I don't know. But it shows a point where like these three representatives of the characters are like in the middle of this fight, and then they all kind of stop and look at all the carnage around them, kind of like, you know, Captain America Civil War style. And they go to stop and kind of just walk, go their separate ways for like, you know, like peace. And then this person shoots one of the characters with an arrow and then just starts the fighting all over again because she wants to keep them fighting for some reason.
And I bet that'll be revealed in the
single player story. Yeah. But no, it's interesting. I really, with the cost of the game and everything, I really recommend just going out and like watching the videos, or if you know somebody who has it, watch them play it or something. Or
Redbox it.
Redbox it, yeah.
Yeah.
Man, Redboxing games is expensive.
Yeah, it is.
But yeah, that was basically all I really did.
Well, cool. Very cool. Well, let's go ahead and take a break here, and when we come back, we'll get into some news. All right, we're back. That was Take On Me by A-ha. What a great song.
Yeah, it's a good song.
It's a great video.
It's a very good video. Yeah. So let's get into a little bit of news. And speaking of things that people have taken on that maybe they're regretting, Ben Affleck reportedly does not want to be Batman anymore. He is done being the Batman. Apparently, he is in talks with Warner Brothers to try to get out of his contract. This is all unsubstantiated news. This is all coming from like industry insider kind of source. But they're saying that, yeah, he's pretty much done. And if they do have to make the Batman movie, you won't see him pop up anywhere else. Which means what's going to happen with Justice League and any other of these
shared universes? Started shooting Justice League?
I think Justice League's already done.
They've wrapped shooting Justice League.
Yeah, I think Justice League comes out this year, doesn't it?
Yeah. End of the year, yeah.
It's a summer one for this year.
Yeah, so what do we think about Ben Affleck just not... he's being done. He doesn't want to do it anymore.
I don't blame him. I wouldn't want to be in those train wreck movies either.
I don't understand why he signed up for it in the first place.
Yeah.
Money.
Well, yeah, that's true.
I was like, hey, do you want to be Batman? Yeah.
Better than being Daredevil.
They walked up to him with two comically large bags of money with the dollar signs drawn on it in Sharpie.
Oh, apparently Ben Affleck doesn't have a stomach for justice.
Or just being in terrible movies.
Yeah.
Like, if you were in his shoes and you were in one movie that was bad, and then they make two more, like... tangential movies that are also garbage.
Going to be bad, yeah.
And they're not doing anything to write that or any, they don't seem to have any sort of idea how to fix it, then you would want out too.
Yeah, absolutely.
He's in a sinking ship and he wants off.
Mm-hmm. He's on a sinking ship and his shoes are wet.
I mean, he has enough integrity to not want to be in bad movies, I guess is what it is.
And that's admirable, but I don't know. You got to commit. I feel if they're going to throw a king's ransom of money at you and then turn around and try to back out, that seems a little disingenuous. I don't know. Just commit to the bad.
We know that Batman movie is not going to be good if its lead actor doesn't even want to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever. I'm Batman.
Who also backed out of being the director of that movie.
Oh yeah, that was actually another thing we could talk about. They found another director. What's the guy's name? Matt Reeves. He's directing War of the Planet of the Apes. He did Dawn of the Planet of the Apes, and he did Cloverfield, Let Me In.
Ooh, I like those movies.
And a couple others.
Is Gorilla Grodd going to be in the Batman movie then?
That would be great. I would be in for that.
Mocap by Andy Serkis.
Yeah. You know what? Maybe that's their the way they can get around Ben Affleck. They could just get Andy Serkis mocapped as
the Batman.
As Ben Affleck as Batman.
They'll CG Ben Affleck.
They'll Tarkin Ben Affleck into the rest of the Justice League movies. They'll just like CGI put his face.
And he'll be voiced by Will Arnett.
He'll be voiced by Will Arnett, and they'll mocap Matt Damon because they're basically the same. They're the same guy, right? DC, I wish I can get inside their head and find out what they're thinking with like all these bad decisions. It's like they're looking at Warner, and we've said this a million times, it's like they're looking at the Marvel way of doing their movies and doing everything completely opposite. I don't know. It's just, it's weird. And I think it all stems from Zack Snyder being like the helmer of the movie universe.
I don't even think it was that. I mean, I think Warner Brothers looked at the success of the Dark, like, and we've said this before too, like the Dark Knight trilogy, and going, this is what we need.
Yeah, everybody wants dark and gritty. The Christopher Nolan Batman movies worked. Green Lantern didn't.
And Green Lantern wasn't even gritty. It was just garbage.
That's what I. Yeah, that's what I mean.
That was their attempt.
Oh, yeah, at levity. Yes.
At levity and having just a fun action movie. They saw that that one didn't work. Dark and gritty did, so everything must be dark and gritty.
Well, that, and they're making this huge franchise based on an initial movie that wasn't good.
Yeah.
So now all the other movies have to be just as uniformly not good, I guess.
And Marvel movies aren't uniform. They all have kind of, they're all kind of tropey, but
they're all kind of the same movie.
Yeah. Doctor Strange is a very different beast than Iron Man.
Yes and no.
Superficially.
But when you get down to it, it's basically
the same story.
But it's different enough.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
It's different enough to continue to work, whereas they just keep, you know, trying to push the square block into the round hole with Warner Brothers.
Yeah. Like, well, Marvel had an initial formula that worked from the beginning.
And you make variations on that initial formula. Where
this one, it's an apple with a rotten core. Like, type of situation.
And they just keep using the same apple.
Yeah.
It's getting mushy. It's not good anymore.
It was never good to begin with.
Yeah.
I mean, this has been fruit cast.
Fruit metaphors.
Yes.
Fruit on film.
So, speaking of DC movies, this one might actually work. There's a Teen Titans, like, animated
movie. Yeah. And the anime movies do work, for the most part.
They generally are pretty good. Even the Justice League Dark one that I didn't super like was still better than Batman v Superman, mm-hmm. So...
Yeah. So do we know anything about this Teen Titans movie other than it's going to happen?
It's called The Judas Contract.
Oh, that's good. That's actually like the main storyline.
Yeah, there's a trailer out for
it. From the 80s, Teen Titans. Mm-hmm. That's really good.
Yep. Brother Blood and Deathstroke.
Mm-hmm.
It's too bad they're not using the Starfire from the 80s with the big hair.
Yeah, that would be great.
The big poofy hair.
That also looks like a stripper.
Well, there's a lot of Starfire designs that look like strippers.
Yeah. Although the Amanda Connor redesign for the post-New 52 was actually probably the closest thing to a decent costume Starfire.
She's in Miami?
Yep.
Yeah, it's a pretty fun book.
It's a good, and the costume's a good cross between the Teen Titans animated show and
the comic one.
The comic one.
But this movie is based off their animated movie versions of the Teen Titan, which have already appeared in the movies because they had the Teen Titans versus the Justice League movie.
Never watched that one.
I have it. You can watch it.
Was it good?
Oh, yeah. I liked it a lot.
Cool.
There's a part in it, and I think I talked about it when I checked out the movie, there's basically a Magical Girl transformation sequence.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you did mention that.
With Starfire. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you did mention that.
But this one is those Teen Titans, also with Nightwing and Damian going up against the Brother Blood and his cult and Deathstroke.
Cool.
Nothing will beat the Magical Girl transformation in the Scooby-Doo meets Kiss. Animated movie.
That's pretty great.
Where all the members of Kiss have very, like, they take poses from Sailor Moon transformations exactly.
Uh-huh.
It's the best.
Oh man. But it'll be a good movie.
Yeah. Speaking of good movies, superhero movies, we might as well just go ahead and knock this one out. It's been all but confirmed that the actress Maisie Williams, who is known from Game of Thrones
as Arya Stark.
Right. A show that I do not watch.
and she's on Doctor Who as me, but not me. That's the character's name is me.
Okay. Well, that's cool.
she was very good in Doctor Who.
Yeah.
I enjoyed her a lot. Yeah.
Well, anyway, she is been all but confirmed for the role of Wolfsbane in the next X-Men movie, New Mutants, which is is like the Teen Titans kind of version of the X-Men.
Yeah.
It's like the junior team.
Yeah.
And that's really cool. I think it's really good casting.
I think it's kind of in line of what they've been doing, because you had like the one X-Men movies, but then you had the First Class, which were the younger versions of those heroes.
Right.
And so now they're just going with the next step further, kind of in a way.
Kind of, sort of. It's... They can keep their older versions of Cyclops and Jean Grey and Storm and all them and do whatever they want with those characters, but then also have their teen superhero movie as well. All set in the same time period, same universe, so they can all kind of work.
Interact. Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's good.
No, it kind of opens up as like a kind of an X-Men shared universe kind of thing.
Not kind of sort of. Sure.
Yeah, kind of sort of. Yeah.
Yeah. Fox lately has been doing, I don't want to say that they've been 100% on their X-Men movies because Apocalypse was not great.
No.
But there were a lot of good concepts in that film.
Yeah.
And the couple of movies before that, Days of Future Past was pretty good.
I love Days of Future Past.
And, God, what was the other one?
First Class?
It was First Class before
yep.
that one?
Yep.
I thought there was another one. No, I'm wrong.
Nope, there were the Wolverine movies.
That's it, the Wolverine movies. Wow. The Wolverine was good.
Yes.
The less said about Origins, the better.
Yeah. The Logan. Cannot wait.
Logan looks great.
I haven't been this hyped about an X-Men Wolverine movie in a while.
Mm-hmm.
Probably since the original one.
Yeah.
We got one more movie thing. Apparently, Kevin Smith is burning through all his franchises. He's tried to make a Clerks 3 movie.
Didn't work.
And one of the main actors backed out and didn't want to do it, so he couldn't do that.
And let's see, which one do you think it would have been that backed out?
Oh, that's a
tough
one.
Was it Dante or Randall?
It was probably, yeah.
It's one of the two.
Or it could have been, I can't remember her name all of a sudden. Rosario Dawson could have backed out.
I don't know. She seems pretty game for whatever. She's been doing a lot of DC stuff. And I mean, she has a very major role in the Lego Batman movie. She's Barbara Gordon in that. I think she seems to be pretty okay with doing whatever. And the guy who played the spaced out kid from Clerks 2, whatever his name was.
But he wouldn't be integral to the movie, though.
But he's one of the four main people, I would imagine. Spaced and he doesn't do
the
anything.
The one they kept making fun of?
Yeah.
In Clerks 2?
Yep. Oh, okay. So it was either Dante or Randall. I'm guessing Randall of the four of them.
Probably. He's probably like, I don't want it. Why?
Yeah.
What's the point?
Exactly. Anyway.
But then he wanted to do a Mallrats sequel, and then he decided he wanted to do that as a TV show, and nobody wanted it.
Yeah.
Like, no networks wanted it.
Yeah. Why? Again, why?
Yeah.
I think time has kind of passed on that.
Kevin Smith in general?
Well, Kevin Smith in general, but specifically Mallrats, because who goes to malls?
That was probably what the movie was going to be about.
Yeah. But who wants to watch 13 episodes of people going, oh man, this mall's empty.
Yeah. I mean, I think it would have made a good movie.
A movie, yes. TV series, no.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But that's gone by the wayside. Mm-hmm. So he's on his last sequelable franchise, Jay and Silent Bob.
Yeah, he's going to bring Jay and Silent Bob back because he owns the
Yeah, that's the only
rights.
One he owns the rights to.
Yeah, so it's like Jay and Silent Bob's reboot movie or something like that, where we read the synopsis for the movie, and it sounds exactly like Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back, where they have to go to Hollywood to stop a Blunt Man and Chronic movie from being made.
Without their permission.
Without their permission. Again.
Which... Like,
why?
The first movie was a parody on all these comic book movies getting bought up, and then
it was done poorly.
Yeah, it was not a good movie.
It wasn't good.
I mean, it wasn't terrible. It had its moments.
It's my least favorite of the Viewisk universe triumvirate or whatever, the conglomerate of movies.
Yeah, it used to be called the New Jersey Trilogy, but now there's more than three.
Yeah, yeah. But this just sounds bad.
Yeah, sounds like a bad idea.
Yeah. Now, do you think they'll find other actors to portray Jay and Bob in this? Or are they going to trot out 45-year-old
Oh, they're most definitely
Kevin Smith and
yeah.
Jason Mewes.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, what else are they doing other than directing episodes of Flash?
And doing, like, giant screeds on Facebook. Like, do you follow Kevin Smith on Facebook?
I do.
Yeah. Like, he types up, like, three paragraphs every time he posts something.
Well, the dude's a writer.
Yeah. But sometimes part of being a writer is knowing when to shut up, I think. A little bit. He's very verbose.
Back in the MySpace days, because I followed him on MySpace too, he wasn't that bad. But with Facebook, I don't know.
It's all that weed. let's not beat around the bush. It's all that weed. He gets high and types on Facebook. That's what he does.
Bush.
Yeah.
I used to like Kevin Smith so much.
I used
I don't
to love
know
his
what
films.
Happened.
Yeah. Well, I think we outgrew it. We matured and Kevin Smith stayed the same, I think is the problem.
Well, he even makes fun of his own immaturity all the time.
Yeah, but if you make fun of your own immaturity, but don't do anything to, like, move beyond that, you just come off looking sad.
Well, like, where's Dogma is a great film.
Yeah.
Oh, I love Dogma.
It's a well-written, really good story, really good film.
It's probably my favorite of the bunch.
Yeah, favorite. Yeah,
definitely.
Where's that Kevin Smith? Where did he go?
Yeah. Chasing Amy is good, but try going back and watching it now. It is incredibly dated, and some of the ideas that they bring up just do not mesh well with today's society.
It was a very 90s movie.
It was incredibly 90s, yeah. Whereas Dogma kind of worked, whatever.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but Dogma is
a timeless story about
Jesus.
Dogma
is also the most fantastical of the movies.
Sure, and it worked really well. But yeah,
And it wasn't super immature. Yeah, there was a doo-doo monster, but...
yeah, but only for that one scene.
Yeah. where did that Kevin Smith go? Come back. Come back, good Kevin Smith.
Oh, man. What if whatever the same, shadow conglomerate that took away the real George Lucas replaced Kevin Smith?
Although, I'm talking like I didn't love Tusk.
I never saw
it. I did. I love Tusk.
Tusk was good. Red State was pretty okay.
Yeah,
Red State is. Whew.
Yeah, Red State's a good movie, though. I like it.
It's good, but it's also, man.
Yeah.
It's a hardcore, horror movie.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, yeah. I just...
And then John Goodman.
Yeah. But Jay and Silent Bob, when I was a kid, I loved the characters. I mean... And by kid, I mean 13, 14, 15. I loved the characters, but I don't know if they work now. I don't know if they work.
It's true.
They were, and we, like we were saying before we started recording, Cody, you mentioned that they can't really hold their own movie.
Yeah.
They can't be the point of focus in their own movie. They're great as side characters.
And that was what they were intended to be from the beginning.
Yeah, yeah. I just don't know.
Oh, man. In Chasing Amy when...
I forgot they were even in Chasing Amy.
Oh, yeah.
It's
the pivotal part of the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Kevin Smith gave himself the best lines.
Well, yeah. Then he told Jay to shut up.
Yeah, well, that too. Yeah. I just think the world is done with Jay and Silent Bob.
Yeah.
I don't know. We could be wrong, though. Maybe this movie
it'll be really good. I don't know. Maybe we'll return to form.
Or it'll be the Clerks cartoon.
What?
Yeah.
The best thing ever?
That's the best thing ever.
I didn't care for it.
Oh my God. The Clerks animated show is my favorite animated series.
Oh no, a bear is driving.
Of all time. Yeah. How could this be? I love that show.
Yeah. Well,
you should watch if it's been a long time since you've watched it, you should watch it again.
Try it again.
It has been a long time.
It is brilliant.
Mm-hmm. It's really good. Well, let's move on to a little bit of game news. So what is Doomfist and why is Terry Crews attached to it?
Doomfist is probably the next Overwatch character.
Okay.
And he is going to voice him, I guess. He's on the IMDb page for Overwatch.
Yeah. I mean, it all kind of started Terry Crews went on Twitter and I guess he's a fan of Overwatch and was like, I really want to be Doomfist. Because Doomfist has been mentioned ever since the original trailer for the game.
Yeah, there's an item
called the Doomfist
that gives you superpowers.
Yeah,
okay.
It's a big robo gauntlet, and apparently different people have wielded it over time within the Overwatch lore and taken on the name of Doomfist.
I think one of the missions has you transporting the Doomfist from one location to another too.
Yes. Yeah, it's one of the carts you push is the Doomfist in a jar.
Yeah.
And then there was a picture of Terry Crews at Blizzard HQ, and then people were fanning the flames of, oh man, is it actually going to be Doomfist? But now, according to the IMDb page, he is officially on the list of the official page as the voice of Doomfist. Which will be weird, because I think he's the first
celebrity?
Yeah.
Yeah, because most of the voice actors are
just standard Blizzard voice actors.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's exciting. I love Terry Crews. I love Terry Crews and everything he does.
Mm-hmm. And they've been dropping hints about Doomfist in updates to the PTR, the public test realm.
Yeah. Oh, okay, cool.
So yeah, more Overwatch characters are always good.
Yeah.
Sure.
I mean, I'm still crap with Ana and Sombra, the newest characters.
I think it's cool that they're introducing characters that have a built-in lore. I've never played Overwatch and I have no I really have no interest in playing it because it's just not my style of game. But the lore that is built up around the characters fascinates me.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's a very comic book-esque world that they live in.
And it makes me really wish that that comic book series worked or that graphic novel that they wanted to do.
They keep putting out, like, you know, little web comics and stuff, but that's about
it. And those are all really good.
They're very good.
Oh, yeah.
They're
very, very good. I love them. Sometimes I go back, and if I'm bored, I'll just go back and go back through the archive and just read the old ones.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
And they just give them out for free, too.
Yeah.
Like how cool is that?
It's very cool. Well, they're making so much money, they can afford to give some stuff away for free. Sure.
Truth.
Yeah.
I don't know. I love Overwatch. Though there are times I get a little burned out, and I got to take a little break.
Sure. Well, they get that with anything, though.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I tell you, every event that pops up, I murder the crap out of my computer playing that game.
Yeah, every time there's an event, I go back and check it out. I mean, I don't play it very often otherwise, but whenever there's an event, I'll play a couple rounds.
Mm-hmm. That's the one thing I do like about Overwatch. It's, you know, the fact that you bought the game and you just have it. There's no monthly fee. There's no...
Yeah.
You know...
That's huge.
It's not the WoW model.
Mm-hmm. I don't think you can do that model in this day and age anymore.
No.
Not really.
Most MMOs have gone away from that and are now either you buy the game for a full price and then you just have it.
Or it's free to play.
Or it's free to play with a cash shop.
Yeah.
Now, granted, most MMOs lately have been dying very quickly.
Yeah.
I think the world's kind of gotten away from MMOs a little bit.
A little bit,
Sure. They don't quite have like the phenomenon that they used to be.
I think for another one to catch on, they're going to have to come up. They're going to have to like actually make it different.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They've been kind of like milking the same
model for a long time. Yeah.
It's going to have to be a different kind of gameplay.
And don't call it a WoW killer, because every game that's ever said they're going to be a WoW killer,
it doesn't work.
No,
it's not. It's really not.
Rift. Wildstar. I really liked Wildstar
too. I remember you burned pretty red hot on Wildstar.
I did. It was, the art style was amazing. The voice acting was amazing.
It still exists.
It's still, I know.
It's free to play now.
And it is free to play. I haven't played it since I installed the free to play client on my computer, honestly.
I went back and played Age of Conan recently. After talking about Exiles on here, I went and I installed it. I mean, that's a good game. The battle system is a little bit different.
Yeah.
I mean, I still hop into Champions Online every once in a great while.
I still hold true that Champions has one of the greatest character creators.
Oh,
of
it's
any game
it's
ever.
Very it's very thick. It's very, very good, and they've recently changed their character creator where before they would like lock out certain options. If you had like one thing going, you couldn't like put hair on a different thing. They took the limiters off.
You can
make just the biggest pile of garbage character you want.
Knife Dad?
Knife Dad. Yeah. Part wolf, all man, all knife. Monster Factory. Go watch it. It's great.
Do push-ups for Knife Dad.
Yeah. You know that guild that they created on that video is still around? My Kids? You can still join the My Kids guild or supergroup or whatever they call it.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, we have a couple more game things, so let's just rifle through them real quick. There's a Costume Quest animated thing.
Which is, animated series coming to Amazon's video service, which is cool. Costume Quest is a good franchise.
That's cool.
Double Fine does it. Tim Schafer.
Yeah.
That's the game where you're trick-or-treaters, right?
Yes.
Yep. I played a little bit of that game. It's fun.
Yeah, it's a good game. I've played a little bit. I never finished it.
Yes,
anything,
yeah, same here.
Aren't there like two of them?
Yes.
Yep.
That's what I thought.
Also, they got I forget her name, but the lady who
Tasha?
Tasha something that basically,
Tasha Yar.
That came up with the whole game and the style and the way it looks is based on her art.
That was a sludgy reference.
But she is involved with this, so that's good.
Okay, that's good.
She actually doesn't work at Double Fine anymore. I think she works at Pixar, but.
Oh, hey. Yeah.
Cool. Okay, next up, Bomber Girl. What is Bomber Girl?
I don't think it's that bad. I don't think it's that big of a deal.
I don't think it'll be good.
It looks fine. It looks like Bomberman.
Yeah.
Konami's making another Bomberman game after Bomberman R on the Switch. It's Bomberman with anime girls in it.
Mm-hmm.
It's an arcade game in Japan. We'll probably never see it.
Probably not, but you never know. We might see something.
I don't know. It looks like Bomberman, but with weirdly sexualized characters. I don't know. It's a Japanese thing.
Yeah.
I don't think it's a big deal.
Yeah.
I'd play it. If somebody put it in front of me, I'd play it. I don't care.
Sure, why not? What the heck?
Kind of excited for Bomberman R. I haven't played a Bomberman game in a really long time.
Yeah, I'll probably get Bomberman R.
I tell you, the only Bomberman game I ever played really with any kind of, like, more than, like, a level or two was the Game Boy, the original Game Boy game, Wario versus Bomberman.
Oh, Wario Blast?
Wario Blast,
featuring
that's
Bomberman?
Featuring Bomberman, that's what it was. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I love that game.
It's a good game.
Me and my sister, we used to play the 64 Bomberman all the time.
Yeah, that's a good game. It's different than regular Bomberman, but it's still really good.
Yeah. I remember working at Family Video when the Bomberman Xbox 360.
Xbox,
yeah.
Act Zero.
Act Zero, the super like hyper-realistic robo-Bomberman. That was bad.
It was real bad.
That was really bad.
That's what basically killed the franchise for a while.
Yeah. Super not great.
Before going back to like quirky, cute little Bomberman.
Yeah, I'm glad that Bomberman's coming back. It's good to see Konami do something not awful.
Oh, just give him time. It's coming. Don't worry.
There'll be a Bomberman costume for that Metal Gear that's not made by
Kojima.
Yeah. Yeah.
That Metal Gear I want nothing to do with.
It's all secretly a pachinko machine.
Yeah.
Sounds about right.
Yeah. Ultra Street Fighter has a mode that they announced where you are it's a first person like perspective where you're Ryu and you're throwing Hadoukens at bad guys.
It's a first person Hadouken simulator.
Yeah. And that's kind of cool.
It's Link's crossbow training, but with Hadoukens.
Yeah. It's a first person shooter, but you're shooting fireballs. And that's
out your hands.
Out your hands.
Oh, man.
It's really cool. And it's interesting that they're using assets from Street Fighter V for this mode. Like the enemy models, because this is unlike Ultra Street Fighter 2, which is pixel graphics, 2D pixel graphics. This mode is like the full 3D. And the models that they're using are from the newest Street Fighter.
That Sony paid for.
Yeah. So it makes me wonder, are we going to eventually see Street Fighter 5 on the Switch?
When it's finished.
It
depends on whenever the exclusivity runs out with Sony.
That's
kind of
what
is.
I was thinking. Yeah. But no, it looks interesting. It looks kind of neat.
Yeah, it's a cool idea.
Yeah, yeah. All right, and finally, there's a Splatoon 2 global test coming up.
Yes, on the Switch for the end of March. March 24th to the 26th, you'll be able to play it for free, Splatoon 2. It's how they test the servers, but you know, when you're done playing your one good launch game on the Switch.
So I'll take a break from Zelda.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can play Splatoon 2 for free for a couple days.
Everybody can put down 1-2 Switch for 5 minutes so they can play Splatoon 2.
I don't have friends to play 1-2 Switch with.
We're right here. We're right here.
Aww.
Come on.
Also, 1-2 Switch.
I want to milk that cow. Milk that
cow. 1-2 Switch has like 38 mini games, though.
That's crazy.
It's a lot of them.
That's a lot of them. It should have still been packed in with the system.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's still not worth $60.
No.
It doesn't cost $60. It's like 30, I think.
It's still too much.
It's still too much. Yeah.
I mean, even if they would have tacked an extra $15 or $20 onto the launch price of the Switch and put the game in with it, I think it would have been okay. But I'm not going to buy the game. I'm not going to buy 1-2 Switch.
Not until it's on sale.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be in a dump bin for like sale. $10.
I have a gift card that I'm saving, a $35 gift card that I'm saving to use for whatever's on the Switch eShop when it comes out.
Oh, there you go.
So if that's what looks best, maybe I will get 1-2 Switch, but
okay.
It depends on what's in there.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we are out of news for the week, so I think we're going to go ahead and wrap things up. You've been listening to Nerd Overload. Thank you very much for tuning in. You can find us each and every day over at nerdoverload.com.
You can also find us at Facebook at facebook.com/nerdoverloadradio.
You can email us with any questions, comments, concerns. Yell at us at staff@nerdoverload.com.
You can tweet at us at @nerd_overload, and you can subscribe to our YouTube channel, Nerd Overload TV, where you can watch a video from Christmas.
I have a bunch of the podcasts up and ready to go. I just need to upload them. So they're it's coming. Plus that Pepper video. You guys still need to send me those Pepper videos so we can get that up there.
Email you that.
Yeah.
Yeah, people keep asking me about that.
Yeah, I know. People are very interested in us eating peppers last week. We should just eat peppers every week.
No. That's,
if we learned anything from last week's episode, we should just always eat peppers.
I went to work after that and I died. Like, I was fine for most of the day except for some heartburn. Mm-hmm. The minute I walked through that gate, no. That was a bad Friday.
A-E-P. Always eat peppers.
Yes. Anyway, we are also on iTunes and Stitcher, so check us out there. Give us a 5-star review if you're feeling in the mood. It helps us out quite a bit. Oh, and I should probably mention, we don't mention this on our show very often, but we are still on WZMO Radio. WZMO is on a new bandwidth, the new broadcast frequency. It is 104.7 FM instead of the old one. So check us out there.
Peppers are for closers.
Peppers are for closers. Again, thank you all for tuning in, and we will be back next week.
Pizza out.